Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Friday, September 17th worldwide broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours, as we are every weekday, simulcast on AM and FM, local cable and TV stations, and of course the internet at band.video at infowars.com/show. I am extremely shocked by what's happening at the Texas border. I mean, I knew that they were breaking the border. I knew that they hired the same man who worked for the EU and George Soros, who got hired 10 years ago to break Europe's border and set up the NGOs that bring people in by land and also by sea on the Zodiac boats, but also pay them to fly in to European countries and never leave. They are then clients of the non-governmental organizations of the UN. And I remember seeing Biden back in March of last year, full 6 months before the election, saying that if I get elected, immediately surge the border and come take over the United States. Well, they came wearing Biden outfits. They came wearing Biden campaign clothing, shirts and jackets and ball caps. And it was tenfold, the Border Patrol said, any previous record surge they saw under Biden. Then 3 months ago, we got an exclusive interview with a Border Patrol agent, and we blurred out his face, his identity. And he talked about how they are told to turn back nobody, basically, but then lie and falsify and claim that 8 out of 10 were turnbacks. So he said they'd already had, as of then, over 1 million people that they knew had come in and up to 3 million to 4 million more that had gotten through. And that by the end of fiscal year, they were estimating 8 to 10 million just in the Texas border sector. Well, now in one bridge in Del Rio, Texas, and there's 20, 30 major bridges or more, there have been over 10,000 Haitians just yesterday. Now it's over 15,000, and they banned any drones with the technocracy, with the geofence they put up. The drones are pre-programmed. We were there with our drones. They suddenly wouldn't take off. The Fox News drones wouldn't take off, and the Border Patrol came and said, we put up a geofence under order of Biden. You can't, fly these. So we simply went to the Mexico side and got one up, and we were able to get footage that nobody else has. Last night, as the sun was setting, thousands more surging across the border and walking over a dangerous spillway in the Rio Grande, men, women, and children, because Biden 8 days ago said, any Haitians that get here, we're going to not check their ID, not COVID test them, just bring them into the United States to sign them up for welfare and use them as a permanent underclass. We ran into Ted Cruz last night. Our crew got an interview with him and more. So that's all coming up next segment. It is a 10.5-minute report. It just went live at band.video, and we're going to make it the featured video, but it's an exclusive. Drone captures footage of a humongous, gigantic new Haitian caravan slamming over the Texas border last night. And our crew is there now with no sleep, doing an amazing job. A skeleton crew is there doing an amazing job on the ground, getting even more insane footage as we speak. So this is ongoing. One of our camera guys is getting married this weekend. Another had his own podcast he had to do last night. That's fine, I understand. We're just down to a skeleton crew. So we sent 4 people down there. They're doing an amazing job. We need to hire more crew. We need to expand, but that's really up to you and your support, and I appreciate you all. But InfoWarsStore.com is bringing you all this information. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 they're going to find out there for your immune system and your body, is 50% off Winter Sun vitamin D3 at InfoWarsStore.com right now, along with Ultra 12. That's how we're funding this operation, and we're burning the candle at both ends. We appreciate your prayers as well. Going over in the bushes on the Mexican side of Del Rio is run by cartels. It's very, very dangerous, but our crew did it. So, again, please pray for them. We'll be right back with the exclusive video. There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily. September 17th, our InfoWars crew is on the ground on the Texas-Mexico border where 20, 30,000 Haitians have slammed in. They're on other bridges. They're swimming across the river. Thousands are crossing on a spillway. They have shut down for over 10 miles in all directions now. Last night it was just about a mile. They have now shut down all over the place airspace so that drones can't fly. Now they don't want planes to fly. They don't want you to see the invasion. It's more out of control than the footage we saw in Europe as their borders were being smashed. So here's part of the 10.5-minute exclusive report that just went live at man.video that shows exclusive evidence of a new giant migrant, illegal alien, invader caravan smashing into the United States. Here it is.
I would, in fact, make sure that there is, we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
Months before the ill-fated 2020 presidential election, candidate Joe Biden took to the airwaves to tell his supporters and foreigners in other countries that if he won the election, to immediately surge the United States border. And you've now seen the exponential rise of giant migrant caravans from around the world traveling to Guatemala, then traversing from the south of Mexico all the way up to the Texas, California, and Arizona borders. This exclusive footage shot from the Mexico side of the border on the Rio Grande River is extremely important because it shows that as of last night, migrants from Haiti are still flooding across the Rio Grande River into the United States. On the morning of September 16th, 2021, journalists operating a drone from the Epoch Times were able to capture the historic footage of more than 8,000 Haitian migrants lured here by Joe Biden's announcement 8 days earlier that Haitians that came to the southern Texas border would be allowed in. Once the footage went viral, Biden's administration went into overdrive and ordered the Border Patrol and the FAA to put up a geofence 1,000+ yards back so no media could get footage by drones or telephoto lens. But more caravans were coming, and they were coming to more places than just the Del Rio Bridge. That night, a mile away, our drone operators were able to capture exclusive footage of more than 2,000 Haitian migrants crossing the Rio Grande into the arms of the Border Patrol and the National Guard, who would then complete the smuggling process by taking them to the Del Rio makeshift bridge camp, then processing them onto buses to be released to the United States with no checking of their IDs or no COVID tests. Globalism is a corporate takeover of the entire planet, not just of the nation states, but over our individual bodies themselves, in the words of Klaus Schwab. It is a scientific dictatorship. It is a new form of 21st century war. And at the heart of their takeover plan is replacement migration. It's on the United Nations' own website. A program, a plan to collapse the third world and then organize billions of desperate people to then invade the once powerful, rich Western world. Not to empower the invading migrants, but to collapse those economies as part of a larger Cloward and Piven strategy. Joe Biden is simply a minion carrying out this operation. And the same operation is being carried out in Europe as well as wealthy areas of Asia. Joe Biden's handlers are desperate to hide the truth of what's happening on America's southern border. Because if his treason is ever exposed, the American people will rise up together and put a stop to it. Ever watchful, Texas Senator Ted Cruz was on the scene and gave the media critical information.
The answer is simple, that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are absolute hypocrites. Those 10,000 people there, do you know how many Border Patrol has tested? Zero. Not a one. They don't have the capacity to do that. And let me tell you something stunning that I learned tonight about why this happened, because this is a man-made crisis. 8 days ago, on September 8th, under that same bridge, there were between 700 and 1,000 people. That was what was coming a day, about 1,000, sometimes 1,100, but it would range between 700 and 1,100. Then, 8 days ago, on September 8th, the Biden administration made a political decision. They announced that they were no longer going to fly deportation flights back to Haiti. 85% of the people under there are from Haiti. They're fleeing from Haiti. They announced they weren't going back. There were about 900 Haitians who were getting ready to board the flights when the political operatives in Washington canceled the flights. Well, what happened? Those 900 people, they all pulled out their cell phones, and they emailed their friends, and they emailed their families, and they texted their friends and their families. That was 8 days ago on September 8th. Today it's September 16th, 8 days later, and 700 people has grown to 10,500 because the word has gone out. If you're from Haiti, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have said, we have open borders, come to Del Rio, and they will let you in. Everyone under that bridge is turning themselves in, and it's a political decision that Joe Biden could end tonight by simply following the law and saying, we are going to send people back to Haiti, which is what federal immigration law requires until Biden and Harris got in office.
It is September 16th. This is underneath one bridge. 10,503 illegal aliens. A mass of humanity that has crossed and is waiting to come into America. The reason they're here is simple. 8 days ago, the Biden administration made a political decision. A political decision to cancel deportation flights to Haiti. They did that on September 8th. 8 days later, these numbers appeared. On September 8th, underneath this bridge, there were between 700 and 1,000 people. But when the word got out that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were no longer deporting people who came from Haiti, suddenly everyone who was here called their friends, called their family, and the numbers surged to 10,503. That's what's here today. It is more than the capacity of the Border Patrol to handle. This is the result of a political decision. This is a result that is indefensible.
September 16th, we're here in Del Rio, Texas, and right behind me over my shoulder, you can see the International Bridge, where currently 9,200 undocumented migrants are being kept from Haiti. It's important to note that the U.S. government doesn't want you to see this. The Biden administration does not want you to see this. So as of this morning, they established a federal no-fly zone to make sure that news media cannot fly drones anywhere near this bridge to document these 9,200 migrants that are currently being kept in a camp underneath that bridge. Other news agencies, up until yesterday, were able to obtain some of that footage, and you'll see that footage here on our show. But as of this morning, the federal government has cracked down, and now are working actively to prevent the American people from finding out what's taking place on our border. Namely, that human waves, human caravans are slamming repeatedly into our southern border and completely overwhelming the U.S. Border Patrol, Texas Highway Patrol, local authorities, and the Texas National Guard that are here trying to stem the tide.
And then
we've been trying to get footage all day of the migrants.
We had a lot of amazing footage at the end of the report. There's a few minutes left of the Haitians outdoors at night by the thousands and thousands and thousands sleeping in the dirt and rattlesnakes. This is footage our crew got here on your screen, ladies and gentlemen. It goes on for mile after mile after mile. This is only one point on the border. So this is the takeover of our society. This is the total domination of our border. This is the UN replacement migration. Now, InfoWars has filed suit this morning against the FAA and Biden for this illegal attack on the First Amendment blocking drones. We'll give you the exclusive on that and a lot more, but we're fighting hard. We appreciate you keeping us in attack formation. It's your prayers and your financial support, your word of mouth that keeps us in the fight. So I salute you.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Phone with our reporter Tim Enlow on the ground in Del Rio, Texas, on the Mexico-Texas border. And again, because of the no-fly zone of drones, they went on foot into Mexico and have got incredible footage of thousands more Haitians piling up and coming across. Now, they're claiming in the news that they've shut down all the border checkpoints, aren't letting anybody in, but that's not true. They're flooding in. They've got giant backhoes, bulldozers, on the U.S. side, opening it up, hoeing up all the trees, just like they did at the Donna facility in another area of Texas, and they're building a giant complex there. So that's what our military and the Border Patrol is used for now, is continuing the smuggling process and completing it. That's their words of their union head a few months ago, not mine. They don't like it. It's illegal. Federal courts have ruled what Biden's doing is illegal, but he's still moving forward. Ted Cruz has come out. Senator Cruz was there last night. Our crew got him in an interview. And he was also on Fox News on Hannity and pointed out this is all illegal. He's in articles today. We've also filed suit. Media outlet files lawsuit to challenge FAA ban on drone footage at Texas border. I have filed suit to block that. We are in the fight. Exclusive drone captures second huge Haitian caravan smashing across Texas border from the Mexico side. That's how they were able to get it. Border Patrol to shut down all sector checkpoints as migrant border surge detention camp swells to 10,000. More like 20,000 now. This is old news. Biden regime bans drones from flying over Del Rio Bridge after Fox News, Epic Times, and others get the footage. Simply criminal. This is going on. And here's U.S. Senator Ted Cruz. This is illegal. Republican Senator blasts FAA decision to ground drones filming Texas Bridge border chaos. They don't want you to see the breaking of the border. They don't want you to see the replacement migration, UN invasion. We're all going to be covering in great detail from the United Nations own sites themselves. Sacha Baron Cohen and the ADL want you arrested if you say replacement migration. That is on their own program 2 years ago. United Nations document, we will tell you the plan and the takeover. Tim Enlow and crew have gotten no sleep. They left here yesterday about 1 p.m. When this footage all came out from Epic Times, and they are now moving. Incredible footage you guys captured, Tim. Tell us what you witnessed.
Well, Alex, you were with me in McAllen, Texas, when we documented the crisis that was down there. And what I can tell you is what we saw in McAllen pales, absolutely pales in comparison with what we just saw in Del Rio, Texas. What we just witnessed here with our own eyes is basically a mini third world Haiti being reestablished on U.S. soil. We watched thousands of migrants walking around a camp with babies. There's trash everywhere. They are going into the bamboo fields, cutting the bamboo fields down, and right in front of our eyes, building bamboo huts right there in the camp with trash just laying everywhere. Some of the people were literally laying on the piles of trash. I've never seen anything like it here in the United States. Alex, you and I have traveled to Skid Row. We've traveled to homeless camps. We've traveled to other border locations. But I'm telling you, Alex, we've never seen anything like this.
I've never seen anything like it, and I know you guys are on your way back to Central Texas or what's left of Texas, but you told me over the phone before we went live that you have incredible footage, even more amazing than what we've already exclusively posted to InfoWars.com.
That's absolutely right. So we actually now have proof, irrefutable proof. The Biden administration, the liberals, they're not going to be able to refute this because we have close-up Zoom shots of the dam that goes across the Rio Grande River where that proves that this is now a wide open border that is no longer being controlled by any U.S. officials, certainly not by Border Patrol, the Texas National Guard, Highway Patrol, or anyone else. And what that footage will show you as soon as we get it uploaded is hundreds upon hundreds of migrants walking from Mexico across the dam into the migrant camp. But more interestingly, which proves the concept that this is a wide open border, they're also walking back across into Mexico. They're uncontrolled both ways. So there you see the footage right there, right? It is just unbelievable. Hundreds upon hundreds of people crossing the dam and just walking into the camps, and then when they run low on supplies, those that have money just simply walk back across the dam into Mexico, go shopping over there, come back into the camp, and sell those goods to their fellow Haitians in the camp. This is a completely unregulated, wide-open border now.
Continue, Tim.
Did you hear me, Alex?
I hear you loud and clear. Please continue to tell us what you've witnessed.
Yes. So, in addition to the wide open border, obviously, the U.S. taxpayer, the amount of money that this is costing the U.S. taxpayer is staggering. We watched truckloads of supplies with the entire flatbed trailers filled up with boxes from Home Depot being brought into the camp. They are bringing in styrofoam trays of food for these people, water trucks, EMS services. We saw migrants going down, as you saw in the footage last night, and EMS being called in to treat. Hundreds of these people that bring from a variety of maladies. And while we're talking about maladies, remember, and Ted Cruz confirmed this last night, not single of these 11,000 migrants is being tested for COVID. Not one single one. In the meanwhile,
Okay, Tim, you guys can pull over at another spot once you get a good connection. I want to be able to finish up with you. We've got Mark Randazza, a very successful, well-known top First Amendment lawyer who's filed a suit for us over this, joining us coming up. And I don't want to just file lawsuits for nothing. If we can't show in a public place on the Texas border tens of thousands of people pouring across a day, just running around in all directions in total insanity, then we certainly, again, have no First Amendment. And it's already been destroyed online. Big tech censorship. Trump censored. Senator Paul has hearings where he has scientists on saying natural immunity is many times better, which is a known fact, than the vaccine. He gets taken offline. And now we can't go show you this? I mean, if they ban a little drone in the sky, next they're going to try to ban our reporters there on the ground showing it, which they tried to push people back a mile, but now there's so many Haitians everywhere. Our crew last night just walked up and showed you all this insane exclusive footage, and wait till they get back in a few hours. We're going to have so much of that. Tim, let's see if your Skype is back right now, my friend. You guys have the music. You guys have the audio of the Haitians turned up. So you'll just kill the video audio of the video you're playing, and you'll just go back to Tim. Hey, Tim, we're going to go to break. We're going to reorganize here, and we're going to come back on the other side. Again, this is a ragtag operation, but the crew's doing a great job, and we are just fighting tooth and nail against the globalists with everything we've got, and I'm up at 5 a.m. with lawyers writing lawsuits to counter this and directing my great crew in the field. So pray for us. We are not going down without a fight, but America is under globalist attack. This is historic, and it is certainly happening right now. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Wow. All right. The transmission is just getting started. Do your part. Share the links now on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, email, text message. You are the resistance.
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports about NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to. Okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And the colors of the sea. All right, in the last 30 minutes, our big headline went live at Infowars.com. We'll put it back on screen real quick. And it states the facts of what's happening, but that's the facts of just a few hours ago. Exclusive drone captures second huge Haitian caravan smashing across Texas border. But talking to Tim Enlow now, and seeing the new footage from last night and this morning, and other footage they're going to be sending us as they're on the road, driving back the 3.5 hours from the border to Austin, where we're based, It's far worse. It's everywhere. It's all over the place. It's at border crossings everywhere. It's outside of the drone control zone. It's on the Mexico side. They're just milling in all directions, a full-on invasion that Biden 8 days ago called for. Just like in March of last year, he said, if I win the presidency, immediately surge the border. No one's being checked for COVID. No one's being checked who they're with. No IDs. And the military is completing the smuggling process along with the Border Patrol. They're angry about it. We're not attacking them, but this is all illegal. At a certain point, Tim, I want your view on this because you've been in the National Guard. You know, you've been around a long time. You're 50-something years old. Back when you first got in the military in the late 80s, then you've been in the Army. You've been in the Marines. You've been all over the world. You've been Blackwater. You've been State Department security. You've been at all and a lot of other secret stuff. You've seen it. And you were telling me off air you've never seen anything like this, not in Afghanistan, not in Iraq. So in your words, this is the collapse of the border. Can you repeat what you were saying to me last night and this morning and then talk about where you think all of this is going to go? Because, I mean, this is just the beginning. The world's going to see this now, and it's not just going to be people from Latin America. It's going to be all over the place. They're already showing up by the thousands a week. Now it's going to be hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of the same guy that 10 years ago ran, up until now, the collapse of the European border for the UN. He was hired by Soros to come in, and now by Biden, he's running the entire Texas sector. That's why it's the invasion point. This is an organized, multinational criminal takeover. Break down just the historical perspective on this, Enlo.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, looking at this, and based on our experience, and we were talking about this, there is no way something like this on such a massive scale that can occur in a vacuum or that can occur just by happenstance. This is organized. These people all have cell phones. We showed that to you. These people have the ability to recharge their cell phones, to have cell phone cards to pay for the services. They have supplies, fresh clothes, food, everything. And this is a journey that takes months for them. Months. So this is absolutely a UN-sponsored, Soros-funded invasion of the United States. And the goal is clear. We know what the goal is. It is absolutely replacement migration. There is no doubt about that. And anyone who disagrees with that, I challenge you to come to the border with me and see for yourself and tell me that this is not replacement migration.
And Tim, what they're doing now is we're showing photos of this. Both the Muslims coming in, the Hispanics coming in, and the Haitians are also just dumping their children off and leaving them in the bushes and never coming back, just like we saw at Bagram Air Base with the women throwing their babies over the walls.
That's exactly right, right? In some of these cultures, children, quite honestly, are viewed as dispensable, right? They serve a purpose, whether that purpose is to eventually marry them off for profit, or, you know, whatever the purpose is, it varies from culture to culture. But what they don't have is the very close attachment that we in the West feel, right? The responsibility to stay with that child and even die for that child if necessary, right? We're just not seeing that, right? We're seeing abandoned children, and it's terrible. It's terrible to see that. It's terrible to watch that. But again, the Biden administration wants this. They are complicit in this. They are helping with this. And, you know, we've got to stop this. We need more Americans out here standing up and standing against what is currently going on this border, because it's a travesty.
All right. Your incredible footage with the team is coming in. Be safe. And just really appreciate you guys. God bless.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, folks, I mean, if you're a radio listener and you're not seeing this footage, it's at band.video, it's at freeworldnews.tv, and that's why we're censored off the mainline internet. That's why you're being censored. It's why they're trying to block the press being there, because this is insane. Exclusive drone capture, second huge Haitian caravan smashing across Texas border. And we were able to get that from the Mexico side before they expanded the exclusion zone. Now you can't even do that. And so our guys went in on foot, and let me tell you, it is dangerous. All right, Mark Randazza did not sleep last night to do this. He called me late last night and says, do I have your permission to file a suit on this? It's a major violation of the First Amendment. I said, absolutely. So I approved the suit at about 6 a.m. this morning. You can see the suit at Infowars.com. It's a Paul Joseph Watson article. Media outlet files lawsuit to challenge FAA ban on drone footage at the border. A very important article, very important footage. We'll add our video to that article so people can see what's really going on there. Mark Randazza, thank you for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure, Alex.
Well, where do you want to start? This is just wild.
You know, I'm just shocked. Well, you know, I wish I could say I was shocked, but I am just offended that the government will look at this situation going here. And look, I don't care how you feel about the people coming in, whether it's looking at, you know, is this a problem that they're all coming here? Is this a humanitarian crisis? You know, the best thing the last guy just said was come and see for yourself. But you can't come see for yourself now. You can't get close to it. And now that the government apparently feels a little bit of embarrassment at what is happening there, they want to block drone footage from showing you what's happening. Make up your own mind how you feel about it. But there is no way in a free country that you shouldn't be able to go gather the news. And gathering the news is what this suit is about. You know, and I'm telling you, I'm proud to be the lawyer for InfoWars that you took the vanguard. You're the head of the spear going here, breaking this open for the rest of the press. So, you know, corporate press, come on, you can join in any time. But if InfoWars has to do it solo, they're kind of used to doing that.
And isn't this a great example of the technocracy where they can hit one button and throw up a geofence, and then when people from far away still get footage, they expand it out where we were trying to launch the drone miles and miles away, it wouldn't go up now. So that, I mean, they'll maybe make the whole country a no videotape zone. I mean, this is dangerous.
I didn't know they could do that. You know, I'm shocked that, you know, apparently somebody from Fox was there, and, you know, they had their corporate press drone and it wouldn't even take off. The FAA can apparently click a button and, yeah, shut down drone flights in an area. Now, look, I can see doing this from time to time if there's some national security interest. If you've got a G8 meeting, you don't want people flying overhead. But, yeah, look at that map that you've got on screen there. They're putting this zone, first of all, over into Mexico. I don't even know where they get the authority for that. But if you're in Mexico, you can go there and video this. But if you're a good-blooded American, red-blooded American journalist, you can't do that. What is the government so worried about us seeing that they want to make sure that we can't see it? I mean, I remember when there were a few hundred people housed under that bridge during the Trump administration, and this was considered to be a concentration camp and a humanitarian nightmare of biblical proportions and anything else you can imagine. And now you look at this. This is the latest report I saw is 12,000 people, 12,000 human beings packed there. You know, how they're getting there, I don't know. What they're doing there, I don't know. But
and now the military is building a giant city for them, and that's what's insane. Is yes, I looked it up online years ago, and I looked it up again this morning. They have chips in all these products where they send out a signal because your drone uses GPS where it cannot fly within certain zones, and so they just started expanding it out. We're like, oh, we'll just move back then where it's illegal. And no, you can't do that. And so again, that shows the power of the technocracy that's built in. Imagine what hackers could do if they got control of systems like this. They're now automating cars, trains, trucks, satellites, so much more, and aircraft as well. So we'll be right back with Mark Randazza about this historic lawsuit. And we'll tell you where it's been filed and where this goes as we fight for free speech and more. And again, we're getting a bunch of exclusive footage coming in as the crew drives back. They're sending it to us. It's unbelievable.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I represent Low Cost Airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you so much for joining us on this live September 17th Friday broadcast. We have one of the top First Amendment lawyers in the country, Mark Randazza, is here with us today. And Mark, here on the Alex Jones Show, more footage is coming in. We're going to have it next hour. We already aired some of the new footage that just came in, not just drone footage from Mexico. Last night at dusk, people by the thousands pouring across. New footage last night, new footage this morning that our crew shot, and even more. They just left. They have hours of this stuff, and they confirmed up and down the road for miles, there are just Haitians everywhere, not just the 12 or 14,000 Border Patrols now saying are under that bridge, up from 10,000 last night, 12,000 this morning, and they're now saying it looks like 14,000. That's the latest numbers. This is from yesterday morning you're seeing from the Epoch Times or Epoch Times. But it is all over the Texas border. That's a 200-mile stretch where people are able to make it through. There's several hundred miles that are mountains and Big Bend they can't get through. So this is unbelievable, totally organized. They're clearly all coming through Texas to go to Florida. And now if people think this is a surge, after Biden said go ahead and come 8 days ago, it is going to be even bigger. This is unbelievable, Mark Randazzo.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it since maybe since Marielle, you know, in the 80s. So, you know, and look, I think we have somewhat different views on immigration, but we have the same views when it comes to the First Amendment. What do they have to hide? It's happening. We know it's happening. People should be able to see for themselves what's happening. And when the federal government decides that it doesn't want journalists to gather news, I don't think it usually does that because it's not hiding something. You know, there was a similar lawsuit in Portland when the journalists were felt that the federal government was somehow involved in stopping them from gathering news about Black Lives Matter marches. So this is not something that happens very often, but when it happens, we have to push back against it. The only part about this that sort of surprises me is that, you know, it seems to often fall to the non-corporate owned press to push to protect our rights. You know, I think you know a guy who I think you're friendly with, Mike Cernovich, was the first one to break open the Jeffrey Epstein case because he was the only one when the corporate press didn't.
That's right.
Care.
You filed that suit, so thank God you guys did that.
Yeah, and then here you are. You know, it's like when I get calls from your competition in the corporate press who say, well, you know, they want to use the title conspiracy theorist. Well, I say, no, he's more of a journalist than you are. So, you know, and that's why you are at the head of the spear here. I don't know why they weren't. Why weren't they doing it? They've got 1,200 lawyer law firms representing them. You know, I had little old me and a paralegal up all night getting this done. We can do it. They can do it. But, you know, I think that a lot of the mainstream press is in league with the government. You know, it's more like Pravda than it is the Washington Post that exists at the time of Watergate.
Well, that's right. The owners of Fox are forcibly injecting their employees. Tucker's refused. He lives in Florida. But they agree with all of this, and so they're selling out their birthright because big tech and big media are emerging, and they don't want competition. But this is just a giant, giant story. And our crew had to come back because they're exhausted. We're going to try to send another crew down there. Hell, I may go down there. I'm set to go to D.C. tomorrow where they're keeping people in solitary confinement for 8 months who were not violent and not even setting trial dates for them. I mean, this is the new gulag. And even the federal judge said these charges look like they're unconstitutional. This is a very dangerous situation.
Yeah. You know, the power grab that I've seen lately really worries me. You know, I still believe in America. I still believe in the idea of the First Amendment. But it just seems that there's an ever shrinking circle of people who believe in it for everybody. You know, this suppression of this story is unconscionable. And I don't care what someone's view of it is. There may be people who want to see it, who look at this and say, this looks like a humanitarian problem. You know, there may be people who want to say, treat them better. So this isn't necessarily about any perspective on it. It's about a perspective being brought to you by a free and independent press, not just by the government. And the government decides who it's going to bless with the right to gather the news and who it isn't going to bless with the right to gather the news. That is not the role of the government in a free country. And damn it, we are still a free country. And it will be a free country as long as one person still believes in it. And I'll tell you, Alex, this conversation is at least two of us.
Well, Americans still believe in it. It's just that the big corporations, the media, beat everybody up. It's like Nicki Minaj comes out and questions vaccines, so she's the devil. But she stood up for herself, so now it's backfired. But we see how they censored First Online. Now they're censoring members of the Senate. Now they're censoring governors. Now they're trying to block us on the ground showing this, and it's all done through technocracy. And again, they can't get away with this if the people know. That's why. Obviously, who watches the watchers? That's why you call the media the fourth of state. Well, the media now works with the authoritarians in our system and the multinationals and the communist Chinese, and that's why we're in so much trouble. So what you're doing is very important, and I just want to encourage listeners to continue to support us because, Mark, as you know, the Democratic Party and all the groups trying to shut me down, they bully and attack lawyers who are even scared to represent us. Now, obviously, you and Norm Pattis and other big heavy hitters aren't scared. That's why you're amongst the top two or three, admitted First Amendment lawyers out there. But it really is a frightening situation. I've even seen in the news now, they admit that First Amendment lawyers are being targeted by the bar associations and the rest of it. So this is a real authoritarianism across the board.
It is. Look, Alex, I used to think I was a leftist. I haven't moved on any of my positions. The border of what is a leftist and what isn't has moved, and I haven't moved along with it. I've just sat right here where I am, believing in freedom of expression for everybody, whether I agree with them or not. But what's really, really frightening is that there are these people who believe with a religious conviction that they are right and that anything they do to promote their agenda is right. So if that means taking the First Amendment and throwing it out because we need to promote our agenda, which is more important, they will do that. But what is terrifying and what they can't possibly, I can't understand why they don't understand this, is that when you create a weapon like that, it's always going to come back and blow up in your face. You will not be in power forever, but, maybe that's their plan. If they can never, ever be out of power, then they can never worry about it being turned back on them.
That's right. And for those who don't know, you can read the suit at Infowars.com and a Paul Joseph Watson article about Media Group files suit against the FAA for banning drones and reporting, basically. And you filed this in the United States District Court, Western District, where you're admitted here in Texas. You just won a case for me there. And this is a real fight, folks. So Free Speech Systems LLC versus Steve Dixon of the FAA and the Federal Aviation Commission. We're fighting for our own rights. We're fighting for your rights. Thank you so much. We'll get updates as this unfolds. Mark Randazza, thank you.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
All right, there goes Mark Randazza from Randazza Legal Group. He's a great guy. We really appreciate him. He's a smart guy and a friend. He's a funny guy. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of this, the Democrats and others filed more than 50 lawsuits against us. We've knocked them down to 5 or 6. And I cannot operate this show without your support. We have to have our own satellites, our own encoders, our own bandwidth. People say, oh, just get on your phone and do your show that way. You don't need any infrastructure. No. This is, no exaggeration, this last few years, a $50 million investment in the bandwidth and the systems and all of it. You have to understand, a cell phone has hundreds of billions of dollars of tech and energy and systems and servers and things connected to it to make it work. It's just a window into all that tech and the internet. It's like a system that opens you into that with a phone that basically tracks you. We had to build all that infrastructure here, but we did it with tens of millions of dollars of your support. So that's why I'm always saying support us, because we don't have George Soros and the globalists supporting us. We have you. Infowarsstore.com. Get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get 50% off on Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 for your immune system, or Ultra 12. They go together for your immune system, your stamina, your libido, your energy. They're both amazing. They get under the tongue, get higher absorption rates. It's the highest quality, both of them. We have the ultimate turmeric formula liquid, a very high curcuminoid level for your inflammation and everything else in the body, and also immune system. It's discounted. And we have a lot of new T-shirts in the store, like come and vax me, like come and take me. Or come and take it, the old Texas thing, or it goes back to 3,000 years ago, and the Greeks, fighting saying, come and take it. I guess that wasn't 3,000, 2,500 a year, whatever it was, I don't remember. The point is, a lot of great T-shirts, a lot of great products, great coffee, great Save the Frogs T-shirts and mugs, and we have the new film, InfoWars produced, COVID Land, exclusively available on DVD at InfoWarsStore.com, ships out in a couple of weeks, pre-order now. And you also get a free copy of Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement with your order. There's also some other bulk order deals at InfoWarsStore.com, or go right to the subpage at COVIDland.com and help stop the next lockdown, help educate the people. It's an InfoWar. You take action, we win. If you don't, we're screwed.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.